Welcome to Festival Sounds. This is Bill Al, your host. I've got my good friend Dominic, and we're going to have a chat about how to guarantee tickets in the Glastonbury sale. How are you doing, Dominic?
Yeah, not too bad, Bill. How are you doing? Looking forward to the podcast.
It's going to be great. Right, we're 1 week out. Everyone's getting nervous. Are we going to get Glastonbury tickets? What stage are you at with your mates? So have you formed a group of six?
I have indeed, yes. Yeah, so only a week away from the coach sale, which is next Thursday, the 2nd of November. Kind of getting a bit jittery now, but looking forward to it. I'm quietly confident we're going to get tickets. It's all about the preparation and making sure you're ready. You know exactly how you're going to go about buying those tickets. So, yeah.
I'm with you on that. I think the people who are least successful, we're talking about on probability, are the ones who aren't prepared. So either somebody shows up on the day, can't remember a registration number or a postcode, they've written it down incorrectly. Preparation is key. What's your prep look like?
Yeah, absolutely. You need to have all of those details ready. So as you said, sorting your registrations. So obviously you do that on the Glastonbury website, the C-Tickets website. So I tend to just check my registrations up to date because they can go out of date, they can lapse. So just logging onto the website and just making sure it's up to date. And you've perhaps got an up-to-date profile picture as well, just so you look like you currently do.
How recent is your picture?
Actually, mine's
are you catfishing the people on the ticket checks?
Mine is probably about, I think it's like 7 years old. It's a work photograph where I'm in a suit. I look really dapper. Someone said I look like an estate agent in it. So, I should probably get a slightly more up-to-date one, a bit more casual.
But there's a good point in there, actually, that you've got to make sure that your ticket resembles what you look like or your photo on your ticket.
Yeah.
So Glastonbury tickets, different to other festivals, your picture is printed on there and there is a ticket check to make sure that the person presenting that ticket is the one whose photograph is on there. And so if you've totally changed your look in the last 3-4 years, probably submit a new photo or expect to get stopped and ask some questions. Now, I do some of the ticket checks there, and you'd be amazing how badly people fail those tests.
I bet.
I asked one person, what's the postcode on the ticket? And he couldn't even remember that. I'm like, come on, if you've taken someone else, just revise the address.
Exactly, the basic things. Yeah, absolutely.
So, get those details right. Now, you end up in a group of six, and then you have to pick which location you go from. It can be anywhere in the country, and the coaches are amazing. They go from all over. But you can't say, once you get through the system, you can't book two people on from Manchester and two people from London, can you? You've got to get everyone from the same location.
Same location, yeah, absolutely. You need to, so obviously agree in advance which location you're going to go from. Obviously, the ticket price will vary. There's a price for the coach, which will be on top of the ticket price. So the further away you're traveling, the more it's going to cost. I think Bristol is the closest city to Glastonbury, so that's going to be the cheapest overall. Whereas if you're traveling from Scotland, obviously it's going to be more expensive.
I'm going to try for Bristol this year, actually.
Oh, excellent.
So I went to Shambhala on the coach and loved it. It was such a really pleasant experience. And I thought, I'll give the coach sale a try. There's two reasons for that. One, the experience was positive for Shambhala. Hopefully it's replicated for Glastonbury. And the second, it gives you two shots. You get the chance on the Thursday, and if you're not successful, you get that chance on the Sunday. It's all about going there. But on the Thursday sale, you're able to buy tickets, coach tickets, for Wednesday arrival or Thursday arrival.
Yeah.
Could you ever do a Thursday arrival? Is that too late for you?
I don't think I could. I feel like you'd miss a whole day of the festival. There's so much happening at Glastonbury. Why would you want to get there on a Thursday? It's all about getting there on Wednesday and soaking up the atmosphere, wander around, exploring, just seeing as much of the site as you can and sort of getting to know the area before the festival starts properly on the Friday. So, yeah, I couldn't arrive on a Thursday. Would you arrive on a Thursday?
If it was a choice of not going or going on a Thursday, yeah, of course.
Yeah.
But at no point trying for a coach ticket would I hit the Thursday arrival.
No.
I will always, even if it keeps giving me the error sign or it keeps freezing, I will keep pressing Wednesday until it's totally sold out. And I think what a lot of people do is struggle and then move over to the Thursday. So, but by that point, everybody is doing the same thing.
Exactly,
so.
Yeah.
So I just stick to that Wednesday arrival.
I think
one of the subtle differences for payment, because it's gone up this year, hasn't it? The deposit's gone from 50 quid to 75.
Yeah, yeah.
But for coach, you have to pay the full coach fare as well for everyone.
Yeah.
So if you're traveling from Manchester, say it's 100 quid coach, you're out, you know, 500, 600 quid really, which is a lot of money to put down as a deposit for a festival. So the thing that I always do with my group of mates is we agree that on the day, whoever gets through gets paid by everyone else on the day, so they're not put out cash.
Yeah, absolutely.
You have the same deal with your mates?
Yeah, we tend to. We might just transfer the money to one person's account and then trust each other to use that person's debit card. Turns out you actually trust your friends, really, doesn't it? But
that's a good point, actually. You're right. Only get into a group with people you trust.
Absolutely,
you
yeah.
Do not want to be in that group. It's probably worth explaining the process. Your registration number is unique, goes with your postcode, you input that into the system, and then you're able to pay for the ticket because it comes up with these are the people who are going for the tickets. If somebody is in two groups and they've already got a ticket by the time you get in, your transaction's going to get rejected.
Yeah.
And so you've got to trust people enough that they'll only be in one group. And I have come across it where people have gone into more than one group. It's carnage afterwards.
Yeah, you're going to fall out massively because, you know, I've heard of people like losing friendships by, you know, Glastonbury's a big deal. You don't want to be risking the chance to get a Glastonbury ticket. The chances of getting tickets are very small. So, yeah, definitely, as you say, stick to one group and just, yeah, stick to those four or six friends and, yeah, don't have other people trying for you in different separate groups. Absolutely.
Have you ever come across that betrayal? And that's exactly the word I want to use.
That is exactly the word. I personally haven't experienced, but I've had friends that have had that. And, yeah, they've sort of learned the hard way that, yeah, you need to, yeah, as you say, have people be buying tickets with people you trust and they aren't going to be trying with another group. So,
yeah. Don't do it. I've never had it happen to me the same. I've heard about it, but you can't do that.
Yeah, don't stab your friends in the back.
No. And what if they do get tickets eventually? And then you're going to have to see them at the festival with that bitterness glaring at them from across the corner. You don't want any part of that. Just got to be trusting your mates.
Absolutely.
How do you handle it? My heart is... So I've got tickets for myself. I've got tickets for mates when I've been volunteering, so I've not tried for myself. And the time I went for tickets for my mates and got through, and you know you've got to be quick then. You've got to put your credit card details in and hit the right buttons, tick that you've accepted the terms, conditions, say no to a water bottle, all that stuff.
Yeah.
The stress of that for, say, 3 minutes, my heart was pounding. My hands were shaking at one point. How do you handle that stress?
Yeah, absolutely. I find just drinking heavily throughout the sale, really. it does get the heart pounding, as you say. I find afterwards I need to just try and calm down because, yeah, your heart is racing. It's like, I'd say it's akin to going for a 10-mile jog or something. It really does take it out of you. But especially when you get through, obviously you've got a page where it's refreshing and refreshing. When you finally get through and you get that chance to buy tickets, you just go into panic mode. It's, anxiety goes through the roof, the adrenaline goes through the roof, and it's just pure panic. But you've got to try and remain calm and clear-headed.
So one of the ways I do that, and I use Apple devices, and I'm sure Windows does the same, but Apple will let you create little keyboard shortcuts. So I will have P123456, and I'll have R123456, and that's for postcode number 1, postcode number 2, and and so on. And then registration number one, registration number two. So I only have to type in that shortcut and then it goes through. Of course, on one occasion, all that was laid out beautifully. And when I got in, my shortcuts didn't work in the system. So you've got to be prepared for that. Still went through, managed it. You've got to stay calm. But you've got to have those registrations and postcodes written down. You've got to check, double check. And it goes back to what you said at the start. It's preparation.
Absolutely. More preparation. Definitely. And I think with that as well, perhaps having those details on a Word document, something on your laptop, and then you can just copy and paste that information over rather than manually typing it. That's if you're doing a laptop, that is obviously if you're on a phone, you can't necessarily do that. But yeah, I find being able to copy and paste that information over so you won't have any mistakes when you're typing.
It's almost like you're a pro at podcasting here, because that's a brilliant segue. What device do you use? Do you use laptop, iPad, mobile phone? I've heard stories about success and failure for all.
I generally will be using a laptop and my phone, so just to double my chances. Obviously, you've got to be able to multitask a bit, but definitely have the laptop open and my phone in front of me as well, just refreshing on both of those. And yeah, I find that's, yeah, you want to double your chances, you want to increase your chances. So I say don't just use one device, definitely use multiple devices.
Do you have a rule for the WhatsApp as well to say no small talk, only Glassdoor ticket serious chat for this 30 minutes? We say, look, from 5 minutes before the chat, silence unless you're talking about something that you really need to talk to. The most we allow if someone says I'm in,
yeah,
and then you know that, okay, give them a chance, be ready with your card just in case it doesn't work for whatever reason.
Absolutely.
Do you have that radio silence for
100%, 100%. Yeah, so yeah, just no messages for 5-10 minutes before the sale starts. It's not the time to be talking about the weather or what you're up to on the weekend, you know. We're focused on Glastonbury, so you need to just be 100% focused on that. Radio silence, and as you say, just a message when you've got in or when you've bought the tickets. And then obviously, when you see that message, your eyes light up. But yeah, until then, just don't send any messages and just keep it short and sweet.
There's nothing like the moment of silence, which probably lasts about 2-3 minutes, when someone says, I'm in, to the point where they say, I've got tickets. Everyone holds their breath. The chat is like, everyone's waiting. You're just waiting to see the chat tick over with that message, because a lot of people, they get to that point and the system kicks them out. It doesn't go through for whatever reason. But that pause is so intense. I don't think there's many feelings like that.
Not at all, no. It's definitely up there. But yeah, obviously, you're just hoping out of the six of you that are trying to get through, one of you will get through. And yeah, you've only got a limited amount of time, really. These days, Glastonbury sales are so fast that, I mean, realistically, you've probably got about an hour, really, to get those tickets, probably less these days. So you're definitely going to be biting your nails a bit throughout while you're trying to buy the tickets.
Do you believe the messages that come through when they say, we've now sold out, or do you keep trying?
You kind of hope they'd know if they'd sold out. But I think sometimes there's still a few available and you've got to keep trying a bit longer. But yeah, once you see that message saying it's sold out, you kind of, you're very disheartened. You start to cry a bit and break down. No, you don't really. But it's kind of...
yeah. It's just a festival.
Ultimately. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it's not like a bad.
I'm going to lose so many listeners because I said it's just a festival. The comments I'm going to get 0-star ratings. They said it's just a festival. But no, it's not. There's another chance there's a resale that comes afterwards. I've heard stories of people getting through on a mobile phone and just straight in, get the tickets, it's done. And I've heard stories of people plugged in their gaming laptop, plugged into the Wi-Fi router, they've got 100 meg fiber, and they don't get a look in. To me, it seems random. Do you think there's any pattern to it?
I think it is. Yeah, I think it is very much a game of chance, really. I think it's best if in your friends, perhaps a few of you are dotted around the country, perhaps that might make it increase your chances. So your IP address is different. But yeah, I think generally it's just pure luck whether you can get through. I mean, I'd say the chances of getting a Glassview ticket are pretty very similar to win the lottery these days.
The resale that happened in April for this Glastonbury, I'm very happy they're not repeating that method, you know, where you didn't have to put your payment in. You had 24 hours afterwards to do it.
Yeah.
And it was over in minutes, wasn't it? 4 or 5 minutes.
Yeah.
I like the gauntlet that you run, where you get 40 minutes, you've got to keep trying. You've got to keep hitting refresh on, say, 2-3 devices. I don't try on my phone because I leave the phone for the WhatsApp chat.
Okay.
And I'm not flitting between screens, but I'll have an iPad and a desktop running. I've used Chrome. I've used Safari. To me, there's no difference in them. They all work just the same. But what they do say is you shouldn't use different tabs, because it just confuses the system. They don't know if you're in or out, and it can risk like a failed payment because the system doesn't know where you're at. But yeah, two devices is plenty for me because yeah. I can't multitask. There's only so many screens I can look at. And I tend to leave one where it's just automatically refreshing.
Yeah.
And then the other one I'm manually refreshing. And I can tell you that they both worked equally well.
Yeah.
It doesn't make any difference.
I don't think anything gives you an advantage. So yeah.
No, it's mad. I've also heard the story that going abroad increases your chances because fewer people go abroad. I'm not sure if that's true. I think these are just myths to get people out of the country.
You're probably right, actually, yeah.
But, so that you've got a better chance.
Definitely. It would be quite nice, actually, I suppose, to go abroad, have a holiday, and then buy a Glastonbury ticket whilst you're there. That would make the holiday doubly good. But
that'd be amazing.
Yeah, I don't think that's necessarily going to give you an advantage.
No, but it is. It all comes back to that prep. Can you get the registrations and postcodes written down right? Get your group of four for the coach sale or six for the main sale sorted. If you're in two groups, decide who's trying for which group. One, quite often what used to happen is one person would just succeed getting both groups in. I think that's stopped as well. Have you noticed that? It used to be that when one person got in, they'd get in again and again and just get everyone's tickets. The last couple of years, that's not been the case.
No.
Have you noticed that?
I have, yeah. I don't think that necessarily happens so much. I think it's very much you'll get in once and you probably won't get in again. It's kind of, yeah, a few years ago, perhaps you could go back and get back in quite easily. But I think you basically buy the tickets and get kicked out. Sometimes as well, you may get through to the page to buy the tickets, enter your debit card details, go to pay, and it kicks you out. You can't get back in, and you've lost the tickets. So that's always a risk as well. It's a real mission. And when that happens as well, you're just broken. You're absolutely broken.
What's the strangest location you've ever tried to get tickets from?
Oh, you put me on the spot there. Let me think. Oh, last year, me and some friends were in a pub in Birmingham. There were quite a few of us there, and we all set up our laptops in the pub. And this was on the Sunday morning. We'd all been out on the Saturday night as well, so we were all quite hungover. We're in like the best state to be in.
How early do you go to the pub?
I think we got there about 8 o'clock. So, yeah, they opened up especially for us. And, we set up our laptops and, we're quite successful. But I'd say it's probably not advisable to drink the night before the Glastonbury ticket sale. That was probably not the best idea ever. But, yeah, that's probably the strangest place I bought them from.
I was at an Oktoberfest party for the coach sale. There was customers there. And in the middle of small talk with customers, at about 5 to 6, I'm like, I'm sorry, lads, I'm just going to go stand in the corner for 30 minutes and try and get Glastonbury tickets. And do you know what? Everybody understood.
Yeah.
Everyone's like, no, this is something you've got to do. I get it.
At least I didn't think you were being really rude to say, I'm just going off over there. Yeah, at least I understood.
to explain, but actually that time I was not successful, so maybe that's a lesson on what not to do. And when you get to a festival or when you get to Glastonbury, sometimes you don't have someone to try for tickets with you, or you're in a group and people drop out last minute because it is just a deposit and you can get some of it back and tickets go back into the resale. What is your take on, say, maybe if you find yourself in this position, going to a festival by yourself?
Yeah, I have done that a couple of times. So when I first started going to Glastonbury which was back in 2005. I used to initially go with quite a big group of friends, but as the years went on, they started settling down, getting married, having kids, etc., and the numbers dwindled. And it got to one year where I was basically by myself. I went along anyway, and you just start chatting to your neighbours when you set up at the campsite, just start initiate conversations. Yeah, and I find the couple of festivals I have done by myself, they've actually been really good fun. You kind of, you will just chat to people and you're all on the same wavelength. Yeah, they're all there for a festival. You're there, you've got the same interests, you're into music. And it's not like real life. Going to a festival, it's like it's a bubble. And you can easily set up, you can easily initiate conversation with complete strangers, which you couldn't do if you were just walking along the street in a city. People would just look at you like you're crazy. But yeah, everyone's receptive at festivals and it is quite easy to start up a conversation. And before you know it, you've made some lifelong friends. So yeah.
That's a message for people in London, in where I am. You talk to people in the street all the time. It's perfectly normal.
Yeah, yeah, that's true. Yeah, down south, there's definitely a north-south divide in that respect.
but I agree with you. If you get into this festival, don't worry that you're going to be by yourself, because you won't be for long. As long as you're willing to put yourself out there, talk to people in your camp. And I think that's the first thing. I 100% agree with you. When you pitch a tent, speak to your neighbours. Just make small talk. What I tend to do is when I crack open the first drink, if anyone else is sat there, I'll offer them one as well. And then you just strike up a conversation. I've met so many interesting people just doing that. And then you tend to bump into them. This is the way festival magic works.
Yeah, yeah.
You bump into them as the weekend goes on, and then you have dance with them or watch a set with them. But getting to know your neighbours at camp is such a big step.
Definitely.
And it really helps. And also, you'll look out for each other. It's a thing. Tent thefts or thefts from tents are a thing. And if you're mates with your neighbours, that's less likely to happen, because you know who's going in and out of these tents. You watch out for each other. And that bit of community forms really quickly, because you're all strangers.
Yeah, yeah.
You might be two different groups of mates, but everyone gets on. And I found festival crowds to be really warm in that respect. There's loads of groups as well, isn't there? So you can go on forums, you can go on Facebook, and there's loads of people who go solo, different ages, or just generally. Some groups don't mind what age you are. Sometimes it's like 20 and solo at Glastonbury.
Yeah, yeah.
I really think that it, just because you end up going by yourself, or if you don't have someone to get tickets with, it shouldn't stop you going to Glastonbury. It's different to real life.
Not at all. But, it's interesting what you say, actually. I did, a few years ago, went on an internet forum, found a solo group for people going to Glastonbury, because I was going to be going by myself. And I thought, well, let's see if we can, meet up with a few people whilst I'm there. And they were setting up a camp somewhere in the festival at Glastonbury. So I joined the camp by myself, a bit nervous at first. Obviously, it's meeting a load of complete strangers, but within 5 minutes of arriving, I'd chatted quite a few people, and since then I've met up with them every year at Glastonbury and other festivals, made some really good friends, some lifelong friends through it. So you can, and I suppose things like Facebook as well, there's groups on there, internet forums and things. So there's plenty of people you can meet up with, and groups that of people going solo to festivals. So as you say, just need to do a bit of research, really.
If you're the type of person to put yourself out there to say, I want to join this group of solo people going to a festival, the likelihood is the types of people who are also joining, you're going to have something in common. You're going to be the type of person who's willing to put yourself out there, take a chance, meet new people. And so there's that common ground. You're going to have a similar mentality to an extent.
Yeah, yeah.
That's half the battle on, are you going to get on with someone, is done, because you know they're that type.
Exactly.
You've got something in common. You're going to a festival together. You're going to have something to chat about.
Yeah.
Every episode I tend to talk about Oxfam, I really need to stop. when I volunteer with Oxfam, I've seen people who just pitch tents next to each other. They don't know each other. And by day two, when I see them, I thought they'd come to the festival together. They're chatting and laughing and joking.
Yeah, wow.
Like they've been mates forever.
Yeah.
And I've had that with people come to our camp in the Oxfam field, and they say, look, I don't know anyone. Do you mind if I camp with you? And normally they do that because we're laughing and joking, and it's only 3 in the afternoon on the Thursday. We've already had a couple. And they think, oh, I want to be part of this. And every single time we've said, yes, come and camp with us, we've never turned anyone away.
Of course.
And it's only when you get to a festival solo that you realise that's what people are like.
Definitely, yeah. It's really nice, actually. And as you say, everyone's very welcoming and warm. And it's not like real life at all. It's just a really nice, it's just a great feeling. Every time I go to a festival, I just look forward to meeting new people, making some new friends. It's just, you can't really beat that. And yeah, you will chat to your neighbours that you're next to, where you've pitched tent. And yeah, as you say, you'll keep bumping throughout the festival. Yeah, there's nothing better than going to a festival, especially a new festival. I love going to new festivals and seeing a completely new layout and, exploring it and chatting to new people. Just, there's nothing that beats that.
Dominic, it's been an absolute pleasure chatting to you. I'll have you back on, actually. I'd love to have you on to talk about which is the best place to camp at Glastonbury, and a bit of the what to expect when you first arrive, if you join us in the new year, maybe.
Sounds good, Look forward to it.
Before we go, what's your last critical tip for getting yourself Glastonbury tickets?
I suppose the most critical is just making sure your registration number is correct, and you've got the got your debit or credit card number to hand. Have your friends ready to help you. Make sure your laptop's working. Sorry, that's multiple things, isn't it? Let's go for one. Make sure your laptop's working and you've got power and a good Wi-Fi connection.
Perfect. That's an one tip and you've said 10 things.
Yeah, sorry. I'm just covering all the bases.
Yeah, no, fine. If you follow Dominic's 8 tips, you'll guarantee a Glastonbury ticket. That's the message. Thanks again for coming up.
Thank you so much, Bill. It's been a pleasure.